Mesechta Sukkah Perek Gimel, and we are now moving away from the discussion of the Sukkah and on to the Araminim. Mishnah Aleph. Lulav ha-gazel v'ha-yavish, a stolen lulav, or a dried-up lulav, pasul are pasul. Now, the reason why a stolen lulav is pasul is because the pasuk says, ul-kachtem lachem, it has to be yours. And obviously, if you stole it from somebody, it's no longer yours. And even if the person is miyayish, and so technically the lulav has become your property, nevertheless, because it's a mitzvah haba ba'avera, it is pasul. The reason why a dried lulav is pasul is because it's lacking the hiddur that is required of all arba minim. The pasuk says, "Ulkachem lachem bayem harishon pri etz hadar," and we apply that to all four of the minim. And so when it is no longer nice because it's dried out, or for other reasons that we will get into in this Mishnah, it is no longer kasher. Going on in the Mishnah, a lulav shel asherah, that came from a tree that was worshipped as an avodah zarah, the shel ir hanidachas, or from a city where all the people went to worship avodah zarah, and both of those are condemned to be burned. Pasul, those are pasul as well. And the reason is because since it is condemned to be burned, it's as if it's already burned, and since we consider this lulav as if it's already been burned, it no longer is considered to have the requisite minimum shear of a lulav that you need to be out to the mitzvah. Niktam Rishai, if its head got cut off, and there's discussion among the Rishonim over what the head is, whether or not it's the leaves, whether or not it's the Shedra as well. But in any case, if that happens, Nifritsu Olav, or if the leaves are broken, here again, this is disagreement over exactly what this means. The Gemara says it looks like a broom in this state. Rashi says that means the leaves are completely detached and tied back on. The Rambam says that the leaves are partially torn off and are bent back, and so it looks like a broom. And yet another Shita, Tosfos, says that each leaf, which is actually two leaves that are attached to each other along their length, have been split because that's what you do when you create a broom. In any event, these are pasul. Going on in the Mishnah, Nifridu Olav Kasher, if the leaves become spread out, it is Kasher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ye'agdenu Milmailo, you have to tie them together at the top. The difference between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kamma is over whether or not you actually have to tie things back together. Rabbi Yehuda says if they spread out, you have to pull them back together and tie it up. Well, Tanna Kamma says you have to be able to do that, and if the leaves would break by pulling them together and tying it back to the shidra, to the spine of the lulav, they would break, that would be pasul. Nonetheless, you do not have to tie them all together for it to be kasher. Tzinei Har HaBarzel, these thorny lulavim of Har HaBarzel, k'sheres, they're kasher. Now, these lulavim have shorter leaves than normal, yet we say so long as each leaf is long enough that the tip of it reaches the base of the next leaf, then it's kasher. But if the leaves are so short that the tip does not reach the base of the next leaf, then in that case, Tzinei Har HaBarzel would be pasul. The last clause of the mission says, Lulav Shiesh Bo Shloisha Tvachim, a lulav that has three tvachim in length, Kedel Naneabai, enough to shake it, kasher is kasher. And we actually explain this to mean four tvachim. There are three tvachim for the shear of the lulav, an additional tefach, kedel naneabai, that you can hold it and shake the three tvachim. So in reality, the lulav has to be four tvachim long, three tvachim for the shear, and one more tefach for you to have a handhold on it to shake it. Mishnah Beis, we go through the same things for the hadas. Hadas ha-gazel v'ha-yavesh, a stolen or a dried-up hadas pasul is pasul. Shal asherah shal irnidachas, from an asherah tree or from an irnidachas is pasul. Niktam reishai, if its top gets cut off. Nifritzu olav, if its leaves get broken off. Oishe hayu anavav meruv me olav, or, and this is unique to the hadas, it has berries that are greater in number than its leaves, pasul is pasul. Now, with regard to these berries, that's only if they are black or red, but if they are green and blue, blend into the color of the leaves, then it would be kasher. The imatan, or if you plucked off the berries, so there are no longer so many berries, kasher is kasher. The imatan biyantif, but we do not pluck off the berries on yantif because that is masake.